I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I think you said you wanted to talk about house flies.
No, let's talk about louse flies. Have you ever heard of a louse fly or a ked?
No.
Sheep ked? Deer ked?
You know, I've heard those words, but...
Pigeon louse fly?
Gosh.
No?
you got a whole bunch of them, don't you?
These are all members of the family Hippobosidae, and they are flat, sprawling flies. Some of them have wings, some of them don't. Some of them start out with wings and then lose them after a while. And they are all blood-feeding parasites, mainly on birds, but a few mammals, too. In fact, one of the most serious pests of sheep in North America is the sheep ked. Their feeding activities can leave raised nodules on the hides or discolor the hides, which makes them unusable for suede and other leather products. I just finished a lecture for my medical and veterinary entomology course on these amazing insects, and one of the things that struck me about them, other than their odd morphology and their parasitic ways, is that they have this very peculiar reproductive behavior. Most flies are oviparous, which means they lay eggs. In fact, many flies, like house flies and blowflies, lay hundreds or thousands of eggs. But louse flies and keds don't lay eggs. They are ovoviviparous. They withhold the egg inside their body, and the larva develops inside the female's body and is nourished by special glands. And it goes through several instars until just that point where it's ready to pupate, and that's when the larva is laid. The larva is behaviorally adapted for looking for a dark, tight spot as soon as possible, and then it pupates within the exoskeleton of the larva. It's called a puparium.
Where are these tight, dark spots?
Most of them are parasites on birds, and so the puparium will be in the nest. Or in the case of the sheep ked, this is the only species where the puparium remains on the sheep. The female actually glues it to the fleece. But all the others will drop it on a cave wall. There are species that are found only on bats. The adults are very spider-like, wingless, long, leggy things. They're very amazing, and people usually don't see them unless they're working with bats in particular. If you're walking along in the woods, you might have a deer ked land on you. And the moment the deer ked realizes you're not a deer, it takes off. But once it finds the right host, they'll settle in and almost immediately lose their wings and begin this parasitic, blood-feeding way of life.
They kind of look like a fly.
Well, they look more like a louse than a fly. Like
oh
I said,
my.
They're flat. They have sprawling legs. They're fully winged, at least at some point. Many of them are. And they are related to the African tsetse fly, the vectors of African sleeping sickness in humans and nagana in livestock. They produce very few eggs, and the life cycle is relatively long, again, compared to a housefly or a blowfly that can reproduce thousands of individuals, of which only a few will survive, and their life cycle is much more rapid.
Dr. Art Evans' latest book is Beetles of Eastern North America, published by Princeton University Press. The launch for this new book is open to the public and will be held on Friday evening, May 23rd, from 6 to 8 at Stir Crazy Cafe in Richmond. Go to ideastations.org/radio/bugs.